In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Hail to the cross, the port of salvation, the pride and exaltation of the Orthodox people. Hail to the cross, the illuminated chariot on which rode the King of Glory. Hail to the cross, the precious rod which Moses defeated the magicians. Today is the fourth Sunday in the Greek land. Usually we are reading the Gospel of the Samaritan woman. But because today is a feast of the cross, that's why we change all the readings and all the hymns. As you see, that the tone of all the hymns, it's named Sha'anini, which is different because it's equal the tone of the Palm Sunday. That's why we are changing everything. We are changing the readings, we are changing all the tones and the hymns and the melodies, because this is a feast of the cross. The cross is our salvation. The cross, if I can say, and we will see now, is exactly 911. On the cross, Jesus Christ gave us, he was a redeemer, and he saved all the people. All the people, it means all the people and the Gentiles and everybody. That's why we call the cross is 911. Let's go and live with Jesus Christ on the cross from the Old Testament to the cross, and let's see how we call the cross is 911. In the Old Testament, the people of Israel, they fell. And they have a bit from the serpents. And they ask Moses, we will be died. That's why Moses asked God, God, all the people, your people will die. You have to save them. And God asked Moses, okay, lift up the bronze serpents on a rod, and all the people who look to this rod and to the serpent will be cured, will be saved. And it is the cross. Then the 911 is the first. When I sin and I look to the cross, I see Jesus Christ who came to the world to save me, and he put all the sins on his shoulders. Then when I sin, when I have sin, I look only to the cross, and I know that he can forgive my sin. That's why the first word Jesus Christ said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. The purpose of the cross, the goal of the cross, to forgive the sin. That's why I have to go to the cross after my sin. I have to go to the cross under the feet of the cross, as Abuna Shri Kamil said, and ask God his forgiveness. That's why the first day in the creation, God created the light. And the first word on the cross, God said, Jesus Christ said, I forgive, I renew the light for you. I give you the forgiveness. Also, why we call the cross 911? In Isaiah, he said, if I have in first before going to Isaiah, if I have a sick, or I have a problem in my heart or whatever, and I call 911, it means that I need help. And I call someone because he has to come to help me. That's why Jesus Christ came to the world, to help me and to save me and to forgive and to clean my sins. The second thing, which is, I wanted to go to anywhere, to the hospital. That's why Isaiah said, shall bow themselves down, shall know that I, the Lord, and I am thy Savior, the Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. And the second word on the cross, Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise. I'm looking to call 911 because I want someone to take me and to go to the hospital. And the sacraments in the church is the hospital. The church is my hospital. If I'm plugged off from the church, I can't live my spiritual life. I can't be close to God because there is a thorn between the people. I have to live alone. It's not necessary to come to the church. No, Habibi, you have to come to the church, which is only plug in. It's only the root that I live by is the church, the sacraments. And the cross, it was the bridge from the Old Testament to the new life in the church. If the cross is the hope to send me to the eternal life apart from the paradise of joy here in the church, apart of the eternal life here in the church. That's why when I call 911, I look forward to go to the hospital. And I wanted to come to the church to confess. I want to come to the church to take his body and his blood. The communion, who abide in me and I will abide in him. Without the church, I can't live. That's why in Matthew 25:23 said, well done, good and faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter to the joy of your Lord. That's why he would say to me, enter to the joy of your Lord. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then I'm looking also, because the paradise of joy is the hope that the cross give it to me. And I come to the church because this is my hope too, to live a little bit in the church as exactly a part of the paradise of joy. Also, when I go to the hospital, after I call 911, I'm looking to someone to care of me, to take care about me, to change something inside me. I have a problem and I have a disease. I have someone to cure me. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ did in Exodus. The people of Israel and Moses used the tree and changed the bitter water to the sweetness one. By Jesus Christ, through the cross, he changed my life. He changed my life. He changed everything inside me, but only through the cross. That's why when he said on the cross, he was looking to his mother and he said, woman, behold your son. And then he said to the disciple, we said, Saint John, behold your mother. It means that he's caring, even on the cross, he's caring about everybody. That's why if I feel lonely, if I feel that I'm alone, no, I'm looking to the cross and I know that he's caring of me. He's taking care about me. This is the cross. Also, when I go to the hospital, sometimes I have pain. I am suffered from something. During our life, there is a lot of issues and a lot of tribulations, a lot of temptations. And the cross, and Jesus Christ on the cross, can care about me and can be a shadow with me during my tribulations and during my temptations through the cross. That's why Jesus Christ said that everybody, my God, why have you forsaken me? Everybody forsake him. That's exactly, if I compare that with a Samaritan woman, it's exactly what happened. All the disciples forsake Jesus Christ. If I feel I'm alone, I'm lonely, I'm asking only God to help me through the cross. And when he asked for a water to the Samaritan woman on the cross, he was thirsty. He wanted that everybody come to his bosom. Then I have to remind myself, when I'm looking to the cross, under the feet of the cross, number one, he's a savior. He came to save me. He came because he wanted to forgive my sin. If I look to the cross, I know that he's taking care of me. Why I have the fear inside me? From what? From I have no money, or from the future, or because I have no work, or whatever. He's caring care about me. He's taking care about me. I don't want to be fear. I have no fear inside my heart. I have the peace. When I look to the cross, I feel that I'm secured. I am secured. Someone came and saved me. Someone surround me. Someone, he's a shadow with me and protect me. And finally, the cross is a victory. By the cross, Jesus Christ conquered and defeated the Satan. And it's the same like me. He gave me the power. The cross gave me the power. I remember when we went to Egypt with the youth last year, and some from the youth, the first time for them that they saw a monk who tried to... There is someone who have a demon, and the monk tried to pray on him. And I remember that all the youth said, it's the first time that we saw that. But they said also, I received a comment from the youth. They said, we feel that the monk has a power. The monk has a power. Yes, he has his cross on his hand, and he's doing the cross on this guy. And this is the power that he has in his hand. Not the power of the person, the power of Jesus Christ who on the cross. That's why we call 911. Like everybody in the Egyptians, it's a common. If something happened, Bismillah Salib. Yeah, because this is one is a power. Our power. That's why when we pray, when we do anything, that you see that we have to hold the cross in our hands. We put the cross on our hands also too. It's not because of a sign or tattoo. No. It's a power. Something happened with me when I went to, sometime I was traveling in Pakistan. And the last day before I leave, somehow I was with some engineers, and someone told me I have a cross inside my t-shirt, and he told me, like, there is something here you have, you wear something different or whatever. I told him, no, this is my cross. And I take it off, and he told me, can I see it? I give it to him, the cross. Then he was like looking to the cross for 5 or 10 minutes, and I was surprised because he's not Christian. Then after a while, I was with him alone, and he told me, Are you, as a Christian, he said, as a Christian, are you different because you have this cross and you wear this cross? I told him, no, it's not the problem of the cross, it's who crucified on the cross. Make the Christian different. Then he asked me, who on the cross? I told him, Jesus Christ. Then he told me, that's why you have a power or something different. I don't know what he means about that. I told him, I don't understand your word, what is the power? He told me, like, I feel that you as a Christians, you talk with a power. I don't know what is it exactly. I told him, I can't explain to you, but what I know, that we have the confidence that Jesus Christ protect us. After a year, he was with me on the Facebook, then he sent me an inbox. He told me, please, can you congratulate me? I told him, why? He told me, I'm a Christian. I just baptized it in this morning. And I was very happy. Yeah, the cross do a lot of miracles. Attract a lot of people. That's why we have to know that our cross really had a power. Remember that our victory is by our cross. Remember that the cross is the bridge from the death to the life. And we are waiting the eternal life with him, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Bhakta Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages,
ascended into the heavens,
he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Forgive me, my brother, my brethren.
Epi bros of Christos ite.
In an impasse.